The book review on Radio Islam International, and this morning we are speaking about the book Eminent Sahaba of African Origin, and we're joined by Maulana Ashraf Dokrat on the line. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan, Maulana, for taking out the time and joining us on the program. And Maulana, we do have the author of the book on the program as well, Maulana Ibrahim Rawat, joining us. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan, Maulana, for joining us on the program to discuss this really interesting book, Eminent Sahaba of African Origin.
Alhamdulillah.
We start off, and Ma Ashraf, perhaps you could tell us a bit, you know, about the book, or Ma Ibrahim himself can tell us, you know, what was the inspiration behind writing the book.
Alhamdulillah, I actually do translation for Mahajja Research Institute, and some years back, Brother Ridwan Lahi of the Benoni area, he put the idea forward to Mufti Azhar Sirat, who's our coordinator at Mahajja. And Mufti Azhar, he suggested to me to gather some information on Sahaba of African origin. So this was in the beginning of 2019. And a month later, Mufti Azhar Sirat came up with the brilliant idea of writing something inspirational on the Sahaba of the Alarum. And alhamdulillah, that is how the project started. So although Mufti Azhar doesn't want to take credit for this, his encouragement proved much beneficial, and mashallah. A half, the book was ready.
Jazakumullah khairan for that. Ma Ashraf, are you still with us? Okay, we seem to have lost Maulana Ashraf there on the line. Our engineer is trying to get him back on the line, inshallah, to continue with the program. But getting on, Ma Ibrahim, in this book, how many Sahaba of African origin are there, and how did you get to that number?
So when this project began, you can understand that our ignorance is also played a bigger role, that we don't know on the Sahaba of Africa region. And then on Jamiatul Ulama KZN website, I found the names of 13 Sahaba. And as the research intensified, I was totally amazed when more than 30 names of Sahaba of African origin were discovered. So in the book, we have the names of 38 Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. Although technically, An-Najashi, he's not a Sahabi, but we have included him because he was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in fact, there may be more Sahaba of African origin. There's a narration that Najashi sent 40 men of his country to travel to Medina and meet with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many of their names are unknown to us at this point, but we do have the names of 38 at the moment.
So, Maulana, in how difficult was it then to find information for this compilation?
Yeah, just learning the names on Sahaba of African origin was difficult in the beginning, as we explained, that after we only found 13 names. Yeah. But then Shukar Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the way. I spoke to Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Azmi of Azadwal, and he gave me a few books, Rafu Sha'nil Hubshan, Tanwirul Ghabash, and Munasaratul Sahabatul Afariqa. And mashallah, from these books, we started gathering information, and the task became even more complex when trying to authenticate information and find more details on these personalities. But alhamdulillah, we do have, you know, books like Al-Isaba, Tazkiratul Hufaz, Sir Alamin Nubala, Bidaya wa Nihaya. And these books, alhamdulillah, proved very beneficial in gathering information.
But certainly in the English language, this is then a unique book and a trailblazer, Maulana.
Sorry?
I say in the English language, we don't have much sources then.
Gee, that is true. We don't have much sources. But alhamdulillah, you know, translation is continuing and on the Sahaba, the Alarum. And if you go on now the Mahajja website, you will find many books that have been translated on the Sahaba in the English language.
Alhamdulillah.
My prime, here in South Africa, the one issue that, you know, constantly it keeps on rising, I would say, or this is made an issue of racism. Do you think that reading a book like this can help combat racism?
Gee, definitely. The entire book displays the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred on these individuals, despite their dark complexion and despite majority of them being slaves. You know, many of them were then emancipated and freed after that. However, they were former slaves. So this emphasizes that honor lies in taqwa, honor lies in Islam, and honor lies in our proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not in any material aspect. So definitely this book will prove beneficial in eradicating racism.
Yes, I think it's a very important point you make, Mona, because, I mean, the impression that we have in our minds when we think of the Sahaba is a group of people only of Arab origin, you know, all lily white in a sense. And this book, I think, sets that misconception right, and it's a necessary part, should be part of our reading, Mona, to actually set that misconception right. And like you say, I think this will go a long way to combat racism and these type of prejudices that we have. Molana, besides that, what is the most remarkable aspect you have learned from this book and putting this book together?
I think the most remarkable thing I learned is my ignorance on Sahaba radiallahu anhu. You know, we know very little. As we explained, we hardly found 13 names and then it comes to 38. It shows that we don't have so much of knowledge on the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And that is what we need to work on, that we research on Sahaba radiallahu anhum, learn about Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and that will increase our love for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum.
Yeah. Mother's book has been self-published. Take us through that process. How difficult is it? There's many people, many listeners as well, who want to publish their works, and they can be inspired by your experience. Please take us through the whole process.
So when you don't have the backing of a publishing house, it's quite challenging. In fact, the book was completed in 2019, and it only got published this year in 2021. But alhamdulillah, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So Mahajja Institute, they tried to get it published, and you know, it's on and off. It's difficult to find someone to publish it. And then this year, Shukar, Jamiatul Ulama KZN, they you know, came forward to say that alhamdulillah, they will publish it. We are grateful to them, but it is difficult to find a publishing house. Is quite difficult in South Africa. Our organizations, we do have there, and I think inshallah, if we approach them, they will be more than happy to publish it for us.
Yes, Mona, so the book has been published by Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, Mahajja, Darul Ihsan, and then the printers who did it, the publishers was Dignity. I think Dignity is becoming more and more of a important player in the publishing market in South Africa. We seem they seem to be able to publish some very good books, and the turnaround time is also very, very good in terms of the publishing. I think Brother Yusuf Patel there is doing a very, very a good job about of bringing out these publications. Molana, in terms of your own experience, you have been writing for Mahajja for a number of years now. How has that experience that you had there with Mahajja now have a bearing on your current projects? Has the experience been similar writing a book, or has it been different?
I mainly do translations for Mahajja, and I did only translations up to that stage.
Yes.
Before writing this book. And translations are relatively easy because the content is ready, only translation is required. You know, so you're mainly sitting with a dictionary trying to figure out and trying to translate the words. But for this book, research was needed. And researching information, preparing a book from scratch is very challenging. It is demanding. You have to think out of the box. Your mind is constantly searching for ideas. So alhamdulillah, this opened a new avenue for me, alhamdulillah. You know, where you're researching and you're trying to authenticate information. Many books you have to consult before penning down the ideas in your mind.
Sure. Mo, when it comes to the book itself, who would be interested in reading a book like this?
Everyone who loves the Sahaba radiallahu anhum will be interested. You know, reading about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum should be the passion of every believer, especially after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised them extensively in the Quran. So this should be our passion to read about Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And also our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demands that we read about the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Because when you read about the Sahaba, your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also increases, and your knowledge about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increases.
Malana, what is the book price set, Malana?
It retails at 75 rand.
Okay. And it's good value for money. There's 150 pages almost in the book. And it's presented in a very, very, acceptable type of way, alhamdulillah. And where is this book available, Dr. Malana?
It is available from Jamiatul Ulama South Africa in Fort Hall,
okay.
In Darul Ihsan, KwaZulu-Natal.
Okay. And I suppose you'll try to get it into the bookshops very soon then also, Malana.
Inshallah.
Well, really a fascinating work, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly for this publication. And I do hope that I'll get my copy soon as well. I have ordered it, just waiting for it. And it would be something interesting to read. Like you said, it's something that any person who has love for Sahaba, wants to learn about the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, would certainly enjoy reading a book like this.
Yes, Maulana, congratulations, Mubarak, on the publication of this book. And we're looking forward to your next publication as well, Maulana, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
Jazakumullah khair, Maulana Ibrahim, for joining us on the program this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana Ashraf, anything else that you would like to add on from on the book?
Maulana, I think I'll just read the blurb at the back of the book. It says, highlighting the lives of personalities of eminent Muslims of African origin is important and timely, especially when the specter of racism continues to haunt humanity across the globe. It does not only serve to reclaim our inclusive Islamic legacy, but also reminds us that phenotypical skin color has nothing to do with one's content or of character or piety. A beautiful compilation of these eminent Sahaba and Tabi'un of African origin, which highlights their outstanding qualities and wonderful achievements for Islam. It further emphasizes the universal brotherhood which Islam embodies and the manner in which Islam eradicates inequality and gave rights and honor to those whose society looked down upon. It will most certainly serve as a means of encouragement for all to emulate them, drawing attention to the cornerstone of Islam's teachings, that honor is awarded on the basis of piety and virtuous deeds and not on account of wealth, race or lineage. This publication focuses on the first and second generation of Muslims of African descent on the continent that was a refuge to Muslims even before Yathrib became Madinatul Nabi. And it says at the end, we commend Maulana Ibrahim Rawat for the research that has culminated into the present volume that locates Islam within the African heritage. So, Maulana, truly a good contribution and something that we can pick up to make good reading for our young people also during the holiday period, and lots of them are now, free from the burdens of homework and what have you. And certainly, I think our asatiza, maktabs, should encourage our children to pick up books like this so that these become the true role models for our future generations, Maulana.
Most definitely, Maulana, that as the holidays does start, many of the students have completed their examinations, and many will also, of the adults, they take leave or companies close, you have a bit of free time, pick up books like this to learn about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, or any book for that matter. Last week we spoke about the book A Glimpse into the Lives of the Sahabiyat, so a good time to catch up on some reading, Maulana. Well, you do have the book in front of you, Ma. What would you say about the book itself, the language? Would it be for a youngster to read, would it be suitable for them? Would you understand?
Yes. No, Mona, I think it's very, very accessible. I mean, even our younger learners will be able to read the book quite easily. The book is accessible, it reads easily. And I think Maulana has really tried to not only just present the facts, but apart from that, Maulana, uses some license to make the book more interesting. And emphasizes, some points over others, and so it's just not a compilation of facts about the person's life, but Maulana presents it in a very engaging type of way, Maulana.
Amar, jazakallah khairan to you for joining us on the book review program this morning. It's been lovely speaking to you as always, and inshallah we will catch up with Maulana next week.
Inshallah, al-Aziz.
Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was this week's book review program on Radio Islam International, the book Eminent Sahaba of African Origin by Maulana Ibrahim Rawat. The book currently available at Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, that is JUSA at Fordsburg, and also from Darul Ihsan in KZN. A book about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum of African origin, and an interesting book, a book that we should read, learn about the lives of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum.